it kind of started when I saw a bunch of rainbow flags in Telluride last year, and I walked into the town, and all of a sudden I was surrounded, and I was very overwhelmed with just like this feeling of acceptance. And I was like, wow, I want to bring this to Paonia. So
that's Paul Kimpling talking about his inspiration for bringing pride flags to Paonia after the town adopted a strict flag policy last year. The new policy limits the town to flying the U.S. flag, Colorado state flag, and other town-owned flags. Kimpling, a volunteer with the Learning Council, originally hoped to see 100 pride flags painting the town during Pride Month.
And I'm just one of these people that dreams big, and I didn't actually think that we'd have 100 people. I was realistically maybe like 50 people would join.
To date, the Learning Council, with the help of Paul and numerous volunteers, have distributed roughly 150 pride flags, with nearly 20 businesses displaying LGBTQ+ affirming flags in windows, on rooftops, exterior walls, and on flagpoles all along Grand Avenue. To get the campaign started, there were two donations totaling $2,000 from the Loving Beyond Understanding, based out of Grand Junction, and a private donor. The generous donations purchased the pride flags and the necessary hardware.
Our whole idea behind this campaign was we wanted to remove barriers. So last year we heard people say like, hey, I bought a rainbow flag, but then I just never put it up because I didn't have hardware. I didn't have a pole. And so we're like, let's just order all of those things.
Kristen O'Brien, another Learning Council volunteer, shares how the community has responded in light of the flag prohibition from the town, which also includes other special heritage flags.
What's hit me the most about it is, people discussing kind of their empowerment and taking action this year as a response to our inability to work with the town this year.
O'Brien says the town's decision to limit who is represented in the public square, while difficult, has brought a silver lining.
People who maybe would not have used their voice in this way to help celebrate Pride, deciding like, yeah, I'm going to hang a flag. I want to support this. So I think that's been kind of the thing that hit me the most, is it's just empowered people to join the celebration and have fun with it.
While the Color of the Town campaign is having an immediate impact on those who live in the town, Paul says it also reaches back to the past.
People come in, like moms coming in saying like, oh, my son is gay, grew up here. And like, this means so much to our family. Like, they really struggled.
Paul and Kristen say the Color of the Town campaign has been overwhelmingly positive, despite some negative comments and a couple of stolen pride flags.
Whatever negative response has really come of this, I have tried to not engage with. I know that to some degree, the Learning Council has had to respond to flags being stolen. And we've just kind of taken the attitude, okay, let's just replace them. Let's keep the celebration going.
As for next year's Pride celebrations, Kristen says that's yet to be determined.
So I'm guessing next year we'll have a new creative idea about how to celebrate. Maybe it'll be flags, maybe not.
For KVNF, I'm Lisa Young.